Everything is turned down, jerks. Will you, how long are you going to make me pay for that?
Welcome to the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast for the Division Playoff Weekend. Dead Air Dennis in with Beer Man and Brian Tyler, Brad Taylor, and it's time to go. Hooday! On an 18th day of January 2023, under darkening skies, live from Lexington, Kentucky, with 49 degrees. Hey, fellas.
What an intro.
Yeah, I know.
What a professional.
Yeah, deep.
Personal. You know, we've only got 7 games left in the NFL season.
I know. Breaks my heart, man. Breaks my heart. Somebody's barking. Is that your
there
dog?
There you go.
Beer Man's dogs.
Live radio.
Beer Man's dogs are barking. Let's get to the first game.
First game. Well, somebody can't wait to get out of here. No bones to pick about last week's game?
No, I'm pretty happy, man. No. I had a really good weekend.
I had a good Sunday. I didn't have a good Saturday, the Seahawks.
I had a great Sunday, Monday, Saturday, not so much.
Every day got better for me. My Saturday was just okay. I didn't get to watch the games much because we were playing music and playing tennis. But then Sunday, I had a good day, and then Monday was even better because guess who called the Cowboys? Guess who told Brad Taylor on his show Monday? I said, Brad, you know all these guys that are saying, man, I can't go against Tom Brady in the playoffs. Who's Tom Brady, man? He's in the playoffs. You can't go. I want to be the guy that goes against Tom Brady and then brags about it later. So I think I've done it.
You guys know who I pick every single night. Did you see anything about me taking Tampa Bay? No, you did not. On this show, maybe a little fodder. Radio, I can't just say, well, I'm not going to take anybody. You got to take somebody.
Yeah.
But in the real world, so you know,
in the real
banker,
world, four days later, this is what I keep saying every week, and you make fun of me for saying it, and now you're adopting it as your philosophy.
I don't.
That's cute how you steal things like
that. I didn't
that.
Steal jack squat from you.
Just to try to make, you know, to validate your own miserable.
You got that right now. Here, man, your thoughts on this.
On this podcast last week, it was legit a summary of our ESPN picks. Dead Air Dennis finished 5-1. Brian Tyler finished 5-2. Beer Man finished 3-3.
I'm missing a game. Or no.
How wait. Did I pick 7 games?
How did he? What did I say? 4-2.
You said 5. Oh, 4-2.
4-2. Okay. My bad. Okay. 5-1, 4-2, 3-3.
Look okay. at that. Boom.
I'm still pretty upset, though, about the Chargers. How do you blow 27 points?
That is bad.
That's bad coaching. Right. Bad defense. Bad quarterbacking, bad play
calling. Is this where we talk about the guy who got on DraftKings app and put $1.4 million on the Jags or the Chargers money line when they were up 27-0 to only to win $11,000 and he still lost?
There's people coming out now saying that may have been a scam just to get people to talk about DraftKings.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Because if you are a bettor with DraftKings and you put down $1.4 million on anything, mm-hmm. would you call that person out for losing? Well, that would be one of your VIPs.
But they say you have to give your permission to do that, which we all know as being in the broadcasting industry.
You may give your permission, but if you're the guy that did it, if it really happened, mm-hmm. and they called you out on it, are you saying, you know what, I'm going to try it again next week on DraftKings, or are you saying, you know what? I'm taking my business to insert gambling
I don't want
site
anybody
here.
Knowing I lost $1.4 million. I don't care how much money I have.
That would be even if your name's not attached to it.
Right, even if my name's Rockefeller.
Yeah, that'd be the last thing I would confess to. Is like, exactly. Hey, guess what I did? That's the first thing I do on the Sports Rocker Bottom Line Podcast. Come in here and go, hey, guys, guess what I did over the weekend? I put $5,000 on the Chargers second half.
I just had an argument with Dylan in his office about I went 4-4 last night. No, you didn't. No, yes, I did. Let's go over. Yeah, that's the stuff we have. Exactly.
We argue over $10 bets.
Exactly. You're betting $10?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah. Who pays your? Do you have another job somewhere? Did you hit a lottery?
Hey, big spender.
Oh, yeah. He's a big spender, all right. Yeah, yeah. Are we ready? Anything else on last week that we wanted to talk about? Maybe the fact that Dennis is still on fire. I'm still above the Mendoza line. And Beer Man is still 50%.
But you know what? I didn't make money this weekend because I lost both games Saturday, even though I'm still bitter about the Chargers. I didn't lose another one after that, which was kind of nice.
You know, you can tread water. You can go 3-3 and tread water, and you can also go 3-3 and make money if you play the parlays right. Which, you know, Beer Man, I've been trying to teach you a little bit. What was it I said the other day? I said this is more about Dennis and less about Brad. He hates this part of the show.
The less you bet, the more you lose when you win. That's the best thing I've ever come up with.
We were talking Monday, though, about the Monday night game between Dallas and Tampa Bay. And you said, well, you can tease Tampa Bay down to, you know, minus one or plus three or whatever. I said, yeah, but that's kind of what they would want, right? That's kind of what Vegas would want you to do. How about you tease Dallas up to, you know, whatever? And it worked out for me. I mean, and it doesn't always work out, obviously.
We both said that there's a better chance of Dallas winning that game by a bunch than there is Tampa Bay winning it by a bunch.
Yeah, right. You're right. That was one of the things we arrived, one of the conclusions we arrived at.
Mm-hmm. But my thing is, you never want to tease a team through the money line, through the zero.
You know
what I'm saying? You want to get it through a three, through a seven. That's great. But you don't want to make Dallas a 2.5-point favorite and then make a 3.5-point dog. Over time, that doesn't work out. Now, you proved me wrong last week, but I'm just saying that's usually not the way that the mathematics majors of the world and the experts will have you do it.
I understand, and that there's a lot of truth and logic to that, but you also have to remember these lines are set at certain numbers for certain reasons. This week the Bengals plus 5.5. That's a pretty strange number, don't you think? 5.5. It's kind of a no man's land,
yeah.
It's not six.
Especially
not
when it started at 3.5. Mm-hmm. So that should tell us some things. We will talk about where the public money's going and where these lines are moving. And where Dennis's dead money teaser parlay of the week is going towards as we get through these games. So let's start.
Let's get to the games.
Let's get to the games. The first game, Saturday afternoon, 4:30. The Jacksonville Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence head to Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes sitting in there waiting. This line opened 8.5 for the Chiefs with a 50.5 total. Now, still 8.5 consensus, 53 total. We've seen some action come in on the over here. Public, we look like the sharp money is on Jacksonville here because we see a kind of a split in tickets, but a lot more money on the Jacksonville side. Dead Air Dennis, your thoughts?
I'm taking the points. That's going to be my answer to everything tonight, by the way. I'm going to take the under in this game as well. Listen, would that game last Saturday, would it have been that high scoring on both sides of the ball if Trevor Lawrence wouldn't have thrown,
four interceptions?
No way. I mean, that was a fluke. And, you know, it happens from time to time. Is it going to happen 2 weeks in a row? I don't think so. I also don't think Kansas City's going to come in rip-roaring and ready. I mean, they're going to be ready, yes, but are they going to be firing right out of the gate? I don't think so, man. They're going to play conservative. They're going to try to get their rhythm, get their flow, and it's going to be a tedious start. And Jacksonville's not going to. I mean, you know, do you think Jacksonville's going to risk anything after the way last week's game started? No, man. And they got Travis Etienne. What are they throwing the ball that much for anyway in the first part of the game? You know, give me the under, give me the points. And I love Jacksonville's defense. I mean, I do. It's getting so much better week by week by week. And I said this like halfway through the past season. Like, where is Jacksonville's defense? They got a good defense. It should be showing up, and it wasn't. And now it is.
It is kind of weird. I think Jacksonville, since they were 3-8, am I correct in that? 3-8?
Yes, at one
time. They've kind of been like, you know what? Just go out there and play with house money. And no pressure. If we win, great. If we don't, you know what? We're not expected to. That being said, Andy Reid's had 2 weeks to prepare for this game.
He's only had 1 week.
They were on a bye last week.
I know, but he didn't
He
had 2 weeks to prepare for two teams.
For two teams. So let's say a week and a half.
I'm tired of hearing people say that. Okay.
Let's say a week and a half.
Sorry.
And plus, his players have been a little rested. You know, I think Jacksonville feels like they were lucky to get out of that one. Again, I'm still bitter over the money that I lost on that one. That being said, I'm going to take Kansas City. It's just not enough. When they played earlier in the year, Jacksonville didn't score until it was kind of garbage time. So Kansas City kind of had their number first go round. I think they're going to have their number second go round.
In the last 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Number one seeds. Oh, you think they've got the week off. Oh, they're going to come. Whoever's coming to town now, they're going to just get blown out of the water by these number one seeds. No. The numbers say that's not the case. In the last 20 years, number one seeds in the divisional round of the playoffs, which is this week, are 13-26 against the spread And when those teams are favored by less than 10 points, they're 8-23 against the spread. You have two examples of that this week, and here's one of them. Kansas City Chiefs, I know Andy Reid coming off a bye week. He's had 3 weeks to prepare, according to Dennis Dillon.
Yeah.
Great. He's something like 29-5 over the years, off of, or 29-6 straight up, 22-13 off a bye is Andy Reid. But the Jags have a six-game winning streak, 5-1 against the spread in those games, and you're going to give me more than a touchdown? I'm going to take the Jaguars getting the points here in Kansas City.
Kansas City's last five games of the regular season, twice against Denver, Houston, Seattle, the Los Angeles Rams. That's their last five games of the regular season. Chump. You compare that to the Bengals' last five games. Compare that to anybody's last five games of the season.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah. The Jags have a safety, and I can't think of his name. But in the first, when these two teams met earlier this season, I think it was week four or week five, and Kansas City won pretty convincingly. This guy knocked out Juju Smith-Schuster, and then later in the game knocked out Marquez Valdes-Scandling, and put them both into concussion protocol. So that there's people now talking about how they're gonna whatever, how you target somebody on defense. But
anyway. I asked this to Beerman because he had some action on the Chargers last week. When Trevor Lawrence had four interceptions in the first half, what were your thoughts on him going into the halftime when they're down 27-0?
I just didn't feel like he had it that week. I mean, I think he is one of the things that we can talk about. The average age right now of the quarterbacks in the playoffs is like below 25. It's insane.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We haven't seen this in I don't know how long when you look at the Brock Purdy's. Like Patrick Mahomes is the grandfather in all of this, and he's only been in the league a handful of years.
Yeah, he's only 29 years old, I think.
I think he's 27.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is 29.
There you go. He's 29, and Mahomes is 27. But the other ones, Mixon's still on the rookie deal. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. Trevor Lawrence still on the rookie list.
What I was thinking at halftime.
I don't want to know what you were thinking at halftime, but I'll ask you anyway. Go ahead.
I was thinking, man, I wish I had $11.4 million so I could bet on that money line.
Then you could have $11.51 million.
I sure could use an extra $11,000.
It was $1.4 million.
Whatever.
It was a lot of money. Yes, yeah. For us, it was a lot of money. Just to win a pittance. Why would you? That would be like, us putting $1,400 up. And you're getting what, $1.10 or something like that?
I think it'd be $140.
Exactly. Yeah. Mahomes is 27 years old, by the way. Yeah.
Next game.
That's what I said.
Next game. We got two Jags and a Chiefs for the first game. Next game, Saturday night, Fever.
Wait, who's taking the Chiefs?
Beer Man.
Oh, my God. You're an
Pay
idiot.
Pay attention to the show, Dylan. It would be nice if you did from time to time.
Right, I'm in my own
I know
head.
It's all about you and your 60.9% on the season, which is very impressive. I've told you many times. But still, pay attention to poor Beer Man over here. So 43.9% is not terrible.
It really kind of is like, okay, beer man's coming off. Put my headphones, put my earplugs in. Don't listen.
Let me text Miss Judy about Wheel of Fortune tonight. Yeah, make sure if it's on DVR. Okay, here we go. I'm sorry, beer man.
When I win, I will rub it in.
And I will take a vacation. Okay, next game. Saturday Night Fever. Philadelphia Eagles, a number one seed playing at home. Jalen Hurts. Danny Dimes, Jones, and the Giants coming to town. This line opened 7.5 for the Eagles. Total 46.5. Line still sitting 7.5. Total now 48. We've seen a majority of the money here and the tickets on the Giants here. Beer Man.
Okay, basically what you were talking about. I felt like we were going to have one game that just didn't go the direction that you thought it would. Jacksonville. I think they're going to be at least a little bit more predictable this week. This is one of those division games. All of them were close last week, except for San Francisco, Seattle. But
2-1 were the division dogs.
Yeah, there you go. I like the Giants in this game a lot. I think this goes down to the last possession. I don't know who wins, but I think it's going to be basically a three-point game. So I'm definitely taking the Giants in this one.
I'm taking the points. It's going to be my answer every time. Listen, Jalen Hurts hasn't played a game in a month, or maybe one game in the last month and a half. Danny Dimes, the New York Giants, Daboll, they are playing with house money right now. They've got nothing to lose. Anything goes. Everything goes. They might break out the toolbox, and you might see some real fun plays this week. I've watched a lot of football this year, not every game by any stretch, but Saquon Barkley looks like the best running back in the NFL right now. That guy has more spin moves and is breaking tackles.
Better than McCaffrey?
As good as. Limited opportunities and not the best supporting cast, but he just looks dynamite out there.
I think you could rephrase that to say he looks like the best runner in the game right now. McCaffrey's got a little extra to his game.
I like the Giants. I like what they're doing. I said last week it's a great story. It's a great feel-good story. And, and what if they beat Minnesota? And I know a lot of people were on Minnesota to lose that game. So, I'm taking the points. Give me the Giants. Give me Danny Dimes and Daboll and the whole supporting cast. And the defense, Azori Jackson is back. Safety, I think he's the safety. And Olajari is back on defense, and so is the other guy. They've got three great defensive guys, starters, that are back, and they showed up last week, and they're going to show up again.
I put money on the Giants on the money line last week. I'm going to do the same thing this week.
I'll tell you something else I'm going to do with these games. Yeah, good call. I'm going to put, I want just a pittance, just a $5 or $10 wager, yeah. Pizza money, on all of these dogs to win.
Oh, as a parlay?
No, straight up.
Parlay, he'll be hitting that $1.4 million. Yeah. It's all the dogs in the money line parlay.
Oh, I see. Just to win.
Yeah.
No, okay. Yeah.
If he hits one out of four, there's a good chance that he makes a profit just off just the one, depending on which one hits.
Yeah. Right.
My favorite bet of the entire weekend, I'm going under in this game, under the 48. That's my favorite bet of the weekend there. But I am going to take the Giants to the points. Only thing scaring me off right now about this is a lot of the public is with the Giants here too. But it's not something that I like to take the public, especially this time of year in the NFL. But Eagles 2-0 against the Giants. This will be the third game in the last 5 weeks they've played. So sometimes familiarity breeds contempt, especially with these division rivals. And Danny Jones coming off unbelievably great game. 300 passing, 70 rushing. First time in NFL playoff history that's ever happened. Eagles overpriced all year, but due to the fact they were the number one seed and the Jalen Hurts rust, I don't think we can discount mm-hmm. that. He hasn't played since before Christmas. So, I'm taking the points here, but I love the under with Jalen Hurts rust. Two teams go to division rivals playing a little close to the vest. I'm liking the under here, under 48.
Something else I think that's pretty intriguing, maybe take the Giants in the first quarter. I think you're getting like two and a half points just in the first quarter right now. This plays along with the rust factor. Hey, if you're going to spend some money gambling, if you're going to gamble, do it right. Take a chance here and there. And I don't usually play quarters or halves or anything like that.
That does seem to be a new thing to your repertoire.
Yeah. It's something I've been playing
around
with.
Well, when you hit 60.9%, all of a sudden you just don't feel like you could lose anymore.
It's boring, man.
Listen to this. It's like,
I need a challenge. Let me guess quarters.
I need to get my fix, man. I need to get my kicks. I got to think of new ways to make it spicy.
Well, it's like my man Lou Mannheim said. I tried to tell you this the other day. Kid, you're on a roll. Enjoy it while it lasts, because it never does. That's all I'm going to say. Well, enjoy it now, kid. That's all I'm going to say.
Your buddy Lou is wrong.
Lou? Sweet Lou? I'm going to have to tell that.
Don't you think these three new guys on the defensive team, on the defensive side of the ball for the Giants, they've got to just be chomping at the bit to get out there and play the Giants or the Eagles for the first time this year. The Eagles are going to get a different matchup. This is going to be a different game. Quote that, Lou Holt or Lou whoever.
Lou Mannheim. Okay, kid, you're on a roll.
Are you sure it's not Lou Holt?
Are you sure it's not Lou Mannheim Steamroller?
Next game.
Got you on that one. You like that one, didn't
you? No, that's why we're going to the next game. Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Mm.
The fan favorites here at Classic Rock 92.1.
Yeah.
This line started with Joe Burrow. 3.5-point road dogs to Josh Allen to Buffalo. This line now up to 5 with Buffalo the favorite. Although we've seen a majority of tickets on the Bengals, we see a majority of the money on Buffalo. That indicates some sharp play to Buffalo here. Dead air Dennis.
I'm taking the points. Yeah, just keep giving me more points. And I'll put a little bit of money on the money line. I think the Bengals are the better team. I swear to God, and I'm going to stand by this. And they might get beat because there is a lot of concern about the O-line. There is a lot of concern about the rookie cornerbacks. If Dax Hill has to start and Cam Britt Taylor's on the other side, I mean, that's going to be a little worrisome. I mean, because you got Josh Allen out there, probably the guy with the best arm in the NFL. And he's great with those bombs down the field, but that's still a low percentage play, you know, throwing the ball 50 yards downfield. How many of those do you see completed? I don't care who's on the field. Yeah, man. I mean, Cincinnati, listen, they want this game. They wanted that game in Cincinnati 2 weeks ago. They didn't get it. And guess what? They just got pissed off even more. I think they're going to go into Buffalo with a real attitude, and I think you're going to see them show up. And I've heard people say, well, the Cincinnati offense hasn't been the same in the last few weeks. You know, play the Ravens back-to-back games. Mm-hmm. Let's see how your team fares, because the Baltimore Ravens have, I mean, maybe next to San Francisco, the best defense in the league. And those two teams, it ain't close after that. The drop-off from those two teams in terms of best defense, it's a long way down. They were lucky to skate by the Ravens, but nobody knows them. Nobody plays them harder than the Baltimore Ravens. I said this last week, too. I think the Baltimore Ravens is the toughest game the Bengals play every year the last couple of years, and it will be moving into the future as well if they keep Lamar Jackson.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. So give me the points in this one, and I'm with you, by the way, on the other game, the previous game. I like the under in the Eagles-Giants game as well. This game I don't have a pick in. I can't quite come to terms with where I think this – and the weather's supposed to be bad as well.
That's the only thing that keeps me away from the total of this game. Now, do you guys think that the Bengals, the screw job factor, them having to go to Buffalo, is that going to factor into this at all?
If anything, I think it affects Cincinnati in a positive way because they're going to go in there. You know, my whole thing is I thought Cincinnati for the quarter that they played, I thought they looked significantly better than Buffalo.
Amazing.
I'm stunned by this line. The only thing that scares me is usually when I see a line that doesn't make sense, I'm like, go with it. But Cincinnati felt slighted because they didn't really have a shot at the home field in this game. Cincinnati, the line just doesn't make sense. But this time I'm sticking with the Bengals in this one. I think Burrow is a better quarterback than Josh Allen. I'm not worried too much about the offensive line. I think it kind of comes down to defense. And Cincinnati's defense has been pretty solid. It's going to be a high-intensity first quarter, first half. Both these teams are kind of ready to play each other. I don't think the game plan has to change from what it was a couple of weeks back. And if that's the case, then Cincinnati wins this game outright.
If I knew there was no weather in this game, I would love to go over the total here. Because if Skylar Thompson can get 31 on Buffalo, and the way Buffalo moves on offense against everybody, this game could be a shootout. It was 7-3 in the first quarter when these two teams met a couple weeks ago. That game was going to be in the 50s at least. I would love to go over the 48 here, but I don't know the wind, and I don't know what the weather is going to be. That's the only thing keeping me back from an over there. But it's Bengals or nobody. You got to take the points of the Bengals here. I know the sharp money is not coming in right now on the Bengals, but I think this line is going to drop before we get to game time. In fact, I think it looks like there's a little bit of juice a lot of places on Buffalo here. This line might get up to 5.5, but by game time, we might see the 4, 4.5 range. But I want to take Cincinnati here, mainly because I just can't lay 5 points with Buffalo right now against anybody. And Cincinnati, other than Baltimore, has been so good against the spread, 12-1 the last 3-4 months of the season against everybody not named Baltimore. I'm going to take the Bengals at the points here.
I like what you're saying, too. I think that if you want to bet the Bengals, now's the time to do it. The sooner you can get in on that 5, 5.5 points, if it gets there. Get it while you can. The intensity of this game, magnified by the emotion of this game, mm-hmm. I mean, makes it hands down, by far, unequivocally, the best game of the weekend to watch. Now, whether that plays out that way, but how can it not?
I talked about it on the air today. This is my favorite game to watch. I don't know what number two would be.
Yeah.
I mean, two of them look like, realistically, they could be blowouts. The other one is America's team. And it's, I think Dallas is somewhat of a fraud, but it's you know, you talk about weather. When weather's a factor, what comes into play? The running game. Who's got a running game? Buffalo doesn't.
Buffalo sure as hell doesn't.
Buffalo
Cincinnati's,
doesn't.
Cincinnati's has not been that great.
No, but, not lately. But they had 51 last week. Yeah.
But they haven't utilized it as much either. I mean, Joe Burrow's throwing the ball like 60% of the time in a game, 65, 70% of the time. It's passing. You know, they put that running game into effect, and they might look for it this weekend because that's one of those ways they can surprise Buffalo. They got Samaje Perine, who came out of nowhere. He was on nobody's radar. And look at it. I mean, he looked like a million bucks. And then Joe Mixon in the mix.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bengals, hands down. Dalvin Cook's little brother is good. He's got promise. Devin Singletary, rarely ever used. They don't utilize their run game. And I've always said this about Buffalo. That's the one thing I don't like about their team is they don't try to make that part of the game plan.
Is Big Pete Johnson, is he still alive?
Oh, my God. He's got to be.
How about Larry Kinnebrew? Is he still around? He was the new Pete Johnson.
Yeah.
James Brooks, one of the most underrated players in the history of the NFL.
Thank you. That's a great point. Yeah.
Absolutely an underrated fantastic player. To your point, Beer Man, I think the NFC East game, Eagles and Giants, I think other than the Bengals, I think that's my favorite game to watch, mainly because it's a division game and, you see them twice a year, every year. They played twice in the last month. But if you're going for glitz and glamour and the history, let's go to the last game. Talk about a segue. That's a professional segue.
Mm. Oh, it's good.
San Francisco 49ers, Dallas Cowboys, a rematch of the catch in January 1982, Dwight Clark. A rematch of conference championships in the early 90s with Troy Aikman and Steve Young going against each other. The Cowboys winning last week, as Dead Air Dennis will remind us very quickly. Brock Purdy, 3.5-point favorite right now, down from an opener of 4.5. Dak Prescott and the Cowboys come in as a road dog. Total open 46.5, now down to 46. Public, the tickets are on San Fran. Sharp money on the Cowboys here. Beer Man.
Then I guess I'm with the public because I like San Francisco in this one quite a bit. I don't think this is where Brock Purdy's luck runs out, if that's what you want to call it. The rest of that team is amazing. And the more you look at it, it's like Brock Purdy doesn't have to be great. He doesn't even really have to be average. He just has to show up and not screw up. And, Dallas is one of these teams that they've had some unbelievable games, and then they follow it up with what in the world is with this team? So I'm gonna go with San Francisco and take the favorite in this one.
We've seen the two tails we've seen the two sides of the Dak Prescott coin, haven't we?
Two weeks
ago against the Washington Commanders, he just looked abysmal. And then last week, he was really, truly flawless. I mean, he played a perfect game last weekend. That's what it is. I mean, it's a flip of a coin. It's a deal of a card. I don't think Dallas is the fraud, quite the fraud that you're saying they are. Although this is the one game where I believe I would play the spread and take San Francisco. Having said that, I'm still taking the points, and I'm also still going to put a few bucks on a couple of shekels on the fact that Dallas might win the game outright. I also like the over in this game. I just feel the over in this one.
What's the number on that?
48.
48, yeah.
46, I apologize.
I also want to get into another bet that I have. I'm going to put 20 bucks down on the under in the first game and 20 bucks down on the dog in the first game. And if it misses, I'm going to double it and play it in the next game. So on and so forth.
So you're using the Martingale system.
Is that what it is?
That's what it's called, yes. If you bet $1 on a game and you lose, then you just bet $2 on the next. And then if you lose that, then you bet $3, and then you keep going progressively up until you win and then cover everything that you lost.
Right.
Now, a 10-game losing streak, and you'll be down quite a bit. You may not be able to bet the 11th game.
It's going to hurt.
You don't need a streak. You just need a little bit of consistency here
and
there.
The one and only time I tried that, I think I lost the first four, and I said, screw this.
Exactly. A lot of people bail on that. Especially, I've seen it at the craps table that they'll do that, and then they'll say, oh, well, not going to miss another mark. Well, they're not going to miss again. All of a sudden, you're going to the ATM wondering what happened with your life.
The fact that the overs hit, was it? 5 out of 5? 1, 2, 1, 2.
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5?
Monday night game, Dallas, Tampa Bay, was 1 point off.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Due to the kicker.
Thanks
to the kicker. You talk about a lucky little leap there. under.
I played the under in that game, too.
That's what I'm saying.
I wonder if there's a prop on that one as to whether or not he misses an extra point.
They signed a kicker today.
Did they really?
As an insurance policy.
But it was kind of amazing because he was one of the best kickers of the year.
Yes.
He didn't miss much at all.
Correct.
Do you want to go into the fourth quarter with a game winner from 45 on the line with that guy?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's something to be said for confidence. You got confidence in the player?
He's a kicker. I can find a kicker off the streets, and I'm not going to find Justin Tucker, but I can find some Zendejas brother that's going to come in and kick a 45 yarder. Good Lord, there are 8 of those in the league at one time.
Yeah.
So don't you remember the Zendejas boys?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? It's a fluke, or is I saw on TikTok. Maybe it was staged to go under on purpose because they did say there was a pretty big bet on the under, like $350,000 on the under that came in earlier in the day.
Do you feel like the referees in these games are higher scrutinized, higher?
Yes,
they should be.
They should be held to a high for sure.
The guy who was the ref of the first game on Sunday, the Buffalo game, and the first half lasted what, over 2 hours. He's not. They have taken him out of the pool for the rest of the playoffs.
Wow!
Because when you have games back to back, they had to move the Minnesota game back because that game, the first half was over 2 hours. You can't do that. So they're like, you know what? You guys learned your lesson. Your crew is out. So yeah, the referees are scrutinized quite a bit in these playoff games, and people will take overs and unders and home and away teams based on the head referees in these games. That's what's and there are numbers out there.
Oh, I don't doubt that a bit.
Oh, I know. I could bring it up right now. Referees and the referees that play often to the overs and often to the unders.
And not to get on a soapbox, make those guys full time. That's silly.
There you go. Beer man.
Hey, beer man
is you're a union man when it comes to this, right?
It's a billion-dollar industry.
Not on a soapbox, but kind of. Beer man.
Make them full time.
Did you guys see the punch that Marcus Peters gave Joe Mixon when he was on his back?
No.
In the first quarter of that game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They caught it. They flagged him.
Oh, nice. Yeah. We haven't got your pick yet there.
Threw a punch. Threw a punch to his rib cage.
Both you guys took...
I took San Francisco. He took Dallas.
You took Dallas?
I'm taking Dallas.
You're taking Dallas? I love to take dogs. I'm going to take the Niners here.
Yeah.
I think it's a short week. Dallas's history on the road. San Fran is just... They're the best team right now.
Yeah.
In terms of, to me, that's the best team going.
I'll let you continue, but this is the one game this weekend that I'm leaning to the favorite, where I don't really want to take the dog, which is unusual in a way because it's 3.5 points. It's the lowest, the lowest spread of the weekend. But yeah, sorry, Brad.
No, that's all right. Basically, I'm just taking the Niners here. Like I said, the sharp money is kind of split with a little bit on Dallas, but. Yeah, this is all about the Niners being the best team in the league for my money right now. Mm-hmm. Everybody included. That's my money right there. You could go – there's a prop. All the other teams, NFC East, or the Niners to make the Super Bowl, Niners are the favorite, minus 140 overall.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, the desert's telling you that's the best team too. Give me Brock Purdy and the Niners in this one. All right, guys, before we get out of here, let's do best bets, and we'll start with Dennis's. Dead air teaser of the week. Now, there's a before we get started, we were talking about this earlier. There is a real easy teaser that you can play here that I'd say most of the people who do this stuff is probably going to be on. We'll see if Dennis is on this one as well.
I like Cincinnati plus in a 7, 10, 13-point teaser, however many teams you want to put into this. I like Cincinnati, though. So stick those points onto it. Give me it's tough. What's the spread? San Francisco's 3.5?
3.5.
Give me San Francisco plus 3.
He is tempting fate again.
We just talked about it.
He's like, until I lose, I'm just going to, until I have a losing week, I'm just going to go.
One for one is 100%.
And the line, Philadelphia is minus what?
7.5.
Boy.
But see, that's.
I ain't taking that. I'm staying away from that one.
See, that's the square one. We were talking about it. Because the old Stanford Wong, you want to get it through the 7 and 3. Kansas City and Philly, Kansas City at 8, 8.5, Philly at 7.5. That gets you through the 7. It gets you through the 3 in both games. So a lot of the squares are going to be betting that teaser, that 6 points to get you through and just hoping that KC and Philly just wins the game straight up, basically.
Yeah, so, I'm staying away from Philadelphia, taking that down to, you know, a win, a pick 'em. I don't like that angle very much. Not in this game. I think I would add Jacksonville to that. Take Jacksonville. So Jacksonville, Cincinnati, and San Francisco in a 7, 10, 13, whatever point teaser you want to play it in. Whatever teaser you feel comfortable.
He's on fire, ladies and gentlemen. The dead air, dead money teasers. Not dead money these days. 60.9% regular season in 271 games. That's pretty darn good. Will it last? Kid, you're on a roll. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I'm not going to let that be the last thing you say to me. Beer man,
Kid,
who do you
you're
like?
You're on a roll.
Favorite bet, beer man?
My favorite bet of the week, and I'll give you these in descending order. I'll take the Giants as my favorite bet of the week. I'll take Cincinnati as my second. I'll take San Francisco as my third, and I'll take Kansas City as my least favorite bet.
I like your play there.
Mine, I love the under in Giants-Eagles. That's my favorite bet of the week, under the 48. I do like the Giants and the points, and I actually do like the Niners giving up the 3.5. Those are my favorites. It's hard to differentiate the two other dogs. I'll have some action probably on Jacksonville and probably on Cincinnati too, but those are my favorite three right now. Giants to the points, Giants and Eagles under, and the Niners. Let's lay the points with the Niners. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Divisional round wrap up. Oh, what do? We're only, we still somehow wasted 36 minutes on this piece of junk podcast.
Well, it's almost like we talk for a living.
Well, it's almost like some of us are bragging that they're doing so well, and the rest of us are just, riding the coattails of Dead Air Dennis to superstardom and yachts in the middle of the ocean. Where are those yachts that he's betting those hundreds of thousands of dollars a game on? I wish we could see those tickets.
Surely there's somebody out there listening to this podcast that makes a lot of money, that has a lot of money. Listen, I will work for a small stipend. You will be surprised how small my stipend is. That's what she said. So anyway, there's that. Hey, everybody, for Brad Tyler and Steven Tyler.
Like my old man used to say when he would go to the slot machines and lose his tail. He would say, son, when you're winning, the women are beautiful, the beer is icy cold, and even your jokes are funny. But when I'm losing, the women are ugly, the beer tastes like piss, and if you tell me one more joke, I'm going to kick you right in the kneecaps.
I did forget about one little stat.
Oh, boy.
No. Kansas City has been to the AFC Championship game 4 straight years. The record is 6 with Tom Brady. Trevor Lawrence has never, never lost on a Saturday. The 2 games that he lost in college, one was on a Friday, one was on a Sunday, or one was on a Monday.
But in the Pee Wee League in 1991...
In the last 20 years.
On what? A Saturday afternoon, yeah.
Yeah.
Never lost on a Saturday.
Well, it must be nice when you're playing with Clemson and you got the best defensive line in the nation while on the other side of the ball. Yeah.
Never lost on a Saturday.
Uh-huh. He's playing in high school and he's playing against, he's playing Tecmo Bowl with Bo Jackson.
I go back to the fact that I took Kansas City in that game.
Of course you did. Well, that's okay.
Let's wrap it up for Beer Man. Brad Taylor, Beer Man, and Classic Rock 92.1 with the game, the Bengals and Bills, this Sunday, 1:30 for the pregame, 3 o'clock.
Oh, it's 1:30?
It's 1:30 for the pregame.
Ooh, I've been saying 2 o'clock for pregame.
It's all right. As long as people tune in, I'm happy. I'm a happy program
director.
I
do promote Classic Rock. Every day I've said the Bengals are on Classic Rock 92.1.
Respect, blood.
Of course.
I got you.
Unlike some people around here, I'm secure enough in my own talents and abilities that I have no problem. Touting other shows, touting other personalities whatsoever.
For Brad Taylor, Beer Man, Dead Air Dennis, and the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast, Divisional Playoff Weekend. Let's get it!
Thanks so much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. We truly appreciate your listenership. So until the next time, as always...
Suck it, Stivers!
Why are you leaving? Oh, in the middle of the Suck it, Stivers. Then why would you do
Suck it, Stivers?
By the way, Miss Judy...
Because
has
his
nothing
wife,
good to say about either one of
Stivers.
You. I hope you know that.
Do what?
Miss Judy has very questionable ethics about both of you right now.
Rightfully so.
Yes.
Why do you want to throw Miss Judy's sweet, angelic, cherub-like heart into the middle of all of this glim?
Because
glam?
I know she's listening to this, and she goes, "You can't. Why do you let him say suck at Stivers on that show?
Judy Mantooth is a saint.
Until the next time, and fish dinner as always. Suck all this, divers.
Somebody owes me a bucket of chicken.
May the winners be yours.
And cut.